morning, Sharon.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning, everyone. Some downtown streets will be closed through the morning at least because of a two-alarm vacant apartment building fire overnight. The four-story brick building at 10th and Pennsylvania is a total loss. No injuries reported. 10th Street is closed from Delaware to Meridian, and Penn from 11th Street south to 9th is closed because of the weakened integrity of the building. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. IMPD officer David Moore remains in critical condition at Wishart Hospital 2 days after being shot in the face. It happened during what is commonly called a routine traffic stop. But 30-year police veteran, First Sergeant Dave Burston with Indiana State Police, says officers need to be prepared for anything but routine.
As long as I can remember, we have talked about that there is no such thing as a routine traffic stop. Now, with that said, the majority of traffic stops go without incident, but there are so many unknowns when you're pulling over a car.
Authorities say the man suspected of shooting Officer Moore, Thomas Hardy, was released from jail in December after he didn't show up in a national computer database. The Indiana Department of Corrections says the agency failed to update the database after Hardy was paroled in November of 2009. Hardy is due to appear in court this morning on robbery charges. He has not yet been charged in the officer's shooting. Blood drives are planned today and tomorrow as a show of support for David Moore. The Marion County Prosecutor's Office is holding the drives in conjunction with the Indiana Blood Center. Today, you can give blood from 9:30 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. at the City Market, and tomorrow from noon until 5 p.m. at the Wishart Hospital Myers Auditorium. A proposal to expand charter schools and allow them to share transportation money with traditional public schools in Indiana has cleared the House Education Committee, despite complaints from minority Democrats. The House Ways and Means Committee also heard about education reform on Monday. There's a suggestion by the state that local schools would save money by switching to the state's health insurance plan. State Representative and Crothersville School Superintendent Terry Gooden says that wouldn't be the case.
I know in my school corporation, our health plan is much cheaper than the state's plan, and our employees are very satisfied with that. I'd recommend, if you could, whoever the entities are that's pushing this mandatory go to a health insurance plan, to back off of that and leave that as an option, because I don't know too many school superintendents or business officials or whoever are going to say, hey, no, we're going to get on this plan and spend more money.
Elsewhere in the legislature, lawmakers are getting ready for a first hearing today on a bill to fix the state's drained unemployment insurance system. United Auto Workers officials aren't saying whether Indiana will be a front line in its new campaign to unionize employees at foreign-owned factories. Indiana has three large Japanese auto plants with more than 8,000 workers who aren't unionized, and it's one of the few traditional union states with a major presence of foreign automakers. Foreign car makers have avoided unions in the U.S. by keeping wages close to those of union workers and avoiding layoffs. And South Bend officials are dismissing a list on Newsweek website that describes the city as dying. The website ranked the northern Indiana city number 8 among 10 cities with bleak futures ahead. Mayor Steve Littke says he thinks the list is unfortunate and irresponsible. And though there have been some job losses, South Bend Councilmember David Varner questions how a city with a hospital and the University of Notre Dame and other colleges could be described as dying. WFYI weather, today mostly cloudy with a high of 31, mostly cloudy tonight, low 19, and for tomorrow partly sunny with a high of 28. Right now it's mostly cloudy, 21 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, thank you, Sharon. A look at sports. Colts center Jeff Saturday has been chosen to this year's Pro Bowl as a replacement for Steelers center Marquise Pouncey. It'll be Saturday's first Pro Bowl appearance.